In the days leading up to last night's U.S. strike against Iraq, support for U.S. action intensified. That's in sharp contrast with world opinion on U.S. efforts to disarm Iraq. NPR's Alex Chadwick talked with Andy Kohat, director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press.
Andy, tell me, where is U.S. public opinion right now on this?
U.S. public opinion is rallying to the president's decision to go to war. After the president's speech on Monday night, levels of support went from the high 50 level to the almost to the 70% level. The American public, as in most national crises, will support the decision of the president, will support troops in the field.
How about going back to 9/11, the event that really has precipitated all this? How has U.S. public opinion changed as regards war with Iraq since then?
Well, what's really happened is that support for the war in Iraq, to the extent that we've had it in the build-up to this war, has been driven by concerns about the war on terrorism. As the president has said, we are more vulnerable now, and many people believe that, feel that, and think that Saddam Hussein and his weapons of mass destruction increases that vulnerability, and that's one of the basic predicates of public support for this war that we've seen in the debate about it all these many months.
Is there a reservoir of support here, or a reservoir of patience as this conflict begins?
Well, you never know that. You always know that the public is with the troops when they go to the field. How long public resolve will be there will, of course, depend upon how this war turns out. We do know that there were a lot of reservations on the part of people that going to war without UN resolution or without the blessing of the UN. We know that many people felt the Bush administration pushed too fast and too hard and didn't do enough about diplomacy. Now, these attitudes began to change as the president spoke the other night. For example, 66% in the Washington Post poll said that they supported skipping the resolution, given that it was sure to be vetoed by the French. But these reservations in the end could come back if things don't go well and get people thinking, well, maybe we didn't make the right decision. But it's far too early to make a judgment about what the level of patience will be.
And what about Mr. Bush's personal standing now? He already was doing pretty well in popularity.
Well, he hadn't been doing too well. He was in the mid-50s in most polls. But I would guess that his approval ratings, like all wartime presidents, are going to go up, 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 up. And the public's not going to think about partisanship. They're going to think about President Bush as the leader of all Americans, Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. And it'll stay there for a while. You know, the imponderables about how long will there be support for him, how long will there be support for war. Every situation is different. We can't go back to Vietnam, or we can't go back to the Gulf War. We can't go back to Bosnia and say, well, this is what it's like. We just have to wait and see.
When you look at the nation as a whole, Andy, and you're doing polling, do you find particular groups that lean one way or the other by age or geographic region or any other kind of division you'd make?
Well, the most opposition to war has come from non-whites, African Americans, from older people, and to a certain extent from women. But the gender gap has been smaller about this conflict than it has been in the past, and that's one of the effects of 9/11. Women, more than women in the past, look at potential military action as a way of protecting the country as opposed to a way of aggressively promoting our foreign policy or our point of view. So there's considerably less of a gender gap.
Thanks, Andy.
You're welcome.
Andy Kohat is the director of the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. He spoke with NPR's Alex Chadwick.